This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Time now for the weekly overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio. It's the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen here at the moment with Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. You can see his smiling face if you go to WDEL.com. You know, you and I never talked in the last encounter last week that we had because you've become a regular participant, and I'm happy about that. I think you bring a lot to the program. We didn't talk about my being on your program, which may not have been a headline, but it's an interesting experience to have two people who do this for a living. Like there's an old blind leading the blind, or however.
No, actually, that's the opposite, Doug, because you're very well informed when it comes to agricultural news and what's going on in that industry as well as politics. You really brought a lot to my audience, and I appreciate that. Plus, you and Joe Biden have something in common. Does that trouble you?
Well, I hope it's not my hairline.
No. What it is this. All I have to do is say good morning, and then either one of you just goes off for the next 40 minutes. I can go off and get a cup of coffee, come back, and you're still going.
You know, that's what Michael Harrison says to me all the time. I did an interview with, he has a couple of shows that he does, a podcast, and so we were talking about another aspect of farming on his thing that runs on the Wonk station in Washington, which also carries this program. And it was interesting because he asked me a question, and he said, make it short. So he asked me the question. I answered the question at the end of the conversation. End of story. Bing, bang, boom.
That's true, Doug. And this is a brilliant program that you designed with Michael many, many years ago, in that it gives people around the country knowledge of what other people around the country are talking about. But more importantly, there's a lot going on in the world that is not in the top 10. And the fact that, you know, and you need to talk about this more. I do believe the fact that China is buying up so much of our agricultural producers here in this country. And when they do, you mentioned Smithfield Farms. We're looking at the poultry industry as well as other fats.
Bumblebee and tuna.
When they do, Doug, what does that mean for the food that we're putting into our stomachs of our children? Does China really care about us? And I would say no. And I think your passion, your knowledge needs to be shared, because this is something that affects their lives in very meaningful ways.
I was a part of a symposium that took place in Washington on Tuesday of this week that was a focus completely on China and our relationship with China. And my area of expertise, as you've suggested, the agricultural business. I do, for those who are wondering, I do a weekly program for farmers that also shows up in podcast form. If you'd like to avail yourself of it, it's American Family Farmer Show. com. That's where you can get the podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. And it's a way for me to help people understand. I mean, it's much more focused than whatever I talk about on the DJV program or some of the other outlets that I have, because farming has changed so much since I was a kid growing up on the farm. But it still is important for Americans to understand the relationship between family, food, and the farm. And that's really what the program is about, the family food farm connection, which is becoming less and less clear. It's blurred because we have fewer and fewer people raising the food that we're eating, and that's a danger. Whenever there is a consolidation, or from my perspective, a top-heavy overview of an industry, it's become the dairy industry especially, but all of the means of food production have become top heavy. And one of the things that bothers me about the Chinese, why are we letting them buy Smithfield? Why are we taking the good pork that we grow here, bringing it to China, bringing their crap, pork back over here to grind it up into sausages, stuff, you know, why are we doing that? Why have we done, I suppose that we can spread this out a little bit, because number seven on the countdown this week is U.S.-China relations. Fact that we have allowed them to have the trade imbalance or to work that, I mean, I suppose you can say that. One of the things that that is part of the countdown at number six, the farm workers and the immigration reform, the whole business about that new relation, that new, the old NAFTA is out, and there's the new, what is it, USMCA?
Yes.
No. So Canada and Mexico have a different and better relationship with it. I mean, I don't, whether you're crazy about Trump or not, the fact that these things have come under scrutiny, and the fact that we have changed for the better our relationship in terms of trade and how we exchange things with these two important trading partners, and how we need to change it with China, and in fact, how we, you know, we've changed the balance in Europe as well. Now, I'm beginning to wonder, because of the election in Britain, that was the number eight item this week on the countdown, on the British, on the charts from Talkers magazine. The election there has put Boris Johnson in charge, and my first thought was, because I've been driving Range Rovers for almost 20 years, maybe, well, when 1994 is when I bought the first one. So they've put the, I don't even begin to understand, I'd like to get your perspective on this. I don't even begin to understand, what are we missing here? It seemed to me, and to most observers, that the Brits themselves want not to get out of the European Union now that they've thought it through. But yet they elect this boob in a very significant way, and his whole mission is, and I don't even understand why he wants to get out of it. What do they get? This ruins the economy, and in terms of cars, it'll kill the British car industry. It'll be the end of the Jaguar and Range Rover car brands.
Why is that? Why would it be the
because
end
they'll
of Jaguar?
Know they, because the trade, what it'll cost them to buy stuff, the part of the thing is the trade.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And what they pay for tariffs and that kind of stuff, and nobody's going to pay that's been the beauty of the European Union. They eliminated all tariffs and all trade barriers, so they work as one economy, basically. So you pull England out of there, and you give Peugeot and Fiat and all the other ones, they'll have a picnic now, because there'll be no more Rover.
I wonder, Doug, politically, if there's a parallel here between what happened with Parliament and Johnson, Boris Johnson being elected, and the Conservative Party winning huge election victory there. I wonder if there's a parallel between that and us, because, as you said, all the news, all the quotes, all the people, everything we see was anti-Boris, anti-Boris. Oh, he's destroying the country. He's ruining everything. And it seemed like they're against Brexit. And then here's the election, and they win in vast majorities. So I wonder if maybe you have a lot of people who are saying one thing quietly because they don't want to be disparaged in public by people who are loud and angry about Brexit and shouting them down. Maybe they say, I'm with you. I get it. But then when they go to vote, it's like, I'm voting for Johnson, I'm voting for Conservatives, I'm voting for Brexit, and I wonder if, like we have here in this country, Doug, as you've noticed, people say, Trump, he's bad, he's horrible, impeach
right,
him,
people
sure.
Are vote for
but
him,
quiet, yeah, but quietly they're going, look at the economy, and I have a job, and my you know, that lousy, rotten, lazy brother-in-law of mine has a job, too, it's great, I'm voting for Trump.
78-seat Conservative majority, Johnson. I mean, this is nothing but a massive swing away from Jeremy Corbyn, probably the end of the road for him. And Brexit now has this, what they read into it is a powerful mandate to get it done. So the threat, if you will, of a second referendum, I don't think the British people, I think it's the end of the British economy. That country cannot, unless there, there was some kind of a deal made, I think I told you once, about 4 or 5 months ago, I had dinner with a guy who was Trump's biggest trade representative, and he had worked on whatever kind of a quiet deal there is between Trump and Boris Johnson to sort of shore up the British economy because of the impact of Brexit. But that doesn't mean, unless somebody buys a Range Rover and Jaguar as an example, but there are plenty of other companies, and brings them here or puts them someplace where they're not going to have the impact. It's suicidal. Nobody understands it, but yet there it is. So
I understand. And, Doug, this may upset you. I understand that because you're a Land Rover, Range Rover kind of guy. But me, I'm looking at this saying, I want to know, I'm a Jeep guy.
Yep.
So I've had Jeeps. Yeah. And I'd be looking forward to the less expensive Jeep. Maybe you can get a good deal now on a Land Rover when it all comes down the pike.
Rick Jensen is here from WDEL. The rest of members of our society seem to have exited stage left or right. Everybody's got something going on this weekend, and that's not a bad thing. And we've had technical stuff. I don't know how you've been doing down there at your radio station. We had really crazy technical stuff going on all week. Maybe it's that bed. Did you see that moon and the fact that it was full at 12:12
yes.
on the 12th of the 12th month? That's pretty cool.
Yes. Yeah, my wife was pulling on my shirt after we went grocery shopping. She said, look. I said, oh, man. So have we had sunspots? I know that Victoria had a little bit of technical difficulty.
Well, the sunspots.
Hopefully she'll be able to join us.
The sunspots are lessening, and that's why the weather will be less impacted by the sun stuff. But it just seems this week we've had kind of a weird week. All right, let's move ourselves into some ideas for Christmas. Everybody now getting ready. We're less than 2 weeks away from Christmas 2019. Have you found the practical gift for the person who has almost everything but not any MyPillow towels? If you're a person, you like to have things that are useful, right? I like to have things that have utilitarian value, frankly. And this presents the opportunity for me to tell you about one of many things. If you haven't gone to MyPillow.com, please avail yourself of that opportunity to see what's there. Brand new now, for the first time this year, MyPillow has towels. A towel six-pack includes two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths. These are towels that actually work. Every towel I have always used, or at least for the last maybe 10 years, it feels good, but it doesn't dry me. And so what good is a towel if you can't get dry, right? That's where MyPillow comes in with a new towel six-pack. And with the DJV code, you can buy them at 30% off. That's something fabulous, brand new on the market. And using this code, you can buy them and save 30%. That's at MyPillow.com using the code DJV. When was the last time you whitened your teeth? Holidays are coming. Now is the time to brighten up those teeth and make your smile more inviting. Don't be caught off guard with cringeworthy, discolored, ugly teeth. With Power Swabs, you can whiten your smile and be holiday photo ready in no time at all. Power Swabs are clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades in the first 5 minutes. Power Swabs never leaves your teeth and gums sore and sensitive like all those other whitening treatments. And it's totally safe and effective, all natural, in fact. If you're not happy, Power Swabs, backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try Power Swabs and see how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. Call 800-208-1797 for 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. Call for Power Swabs, 800-208-1797. Get that bright smile, 800-208-1797. Calitrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV. ¶¶
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Continuing on now with our overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio, courtesy of the research that's done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. You can go to Talkers.com and you can overview the list that's prepared by the staff there, the top 10 stories and the top 10 people impacting it. Let's just go through the list. I have just my pal Rick Jensen from WDEL at the moment. We're working on a few other components to the program. The
that's
number
fun.
10.
Glad to be here.
Issue. We're happy here to have you here. The problems with the 737 continue. The Boeing. I can't for the life of me understand how the guy who's the CEO of Boeing still has a job. They have booted this thing, the public relations disaster that is, plus the cancellation of 400 planes, the orders on 400 planes. You know how much money we're talking about? And they got 400 that they kept. They kept the production line going. There's 400 of these planes sitting on the ground up in Seattle that the people that have ordered them won't take, or the FAA won't let them take them because they won't certify them. The FAA this week came out with a... this is, again, another one. I'll scratch your head on this one. The FAA says, I don't know if you saw this or not, Rick, that they warned Boeing after the first crash that if they didn't modify the way they built the plane with the engines and the corresponding computer glitches, that there'd be 10 more crashes in the next year.
Right. The chief is saying, no, you should not put these back into service at all. And Boeing, of course, they're just looking at the money. FAA is looking at the lives. The whole thing is a massive failure.
What are we paying? Look at the money that we're paying for all of this. First of all, we have too much government involved in many things and not enough government involved in things like this. Who's the overseer? You're going to let them police themselves, especially after that's what they did. Basically, FAA says, okay, you certify the plane and send us your report. Okay. How's that working for you so far? It's cost
and
them.
After the first couple of crashes, Boeing said, oh, well, that's pilot error. Nothing to do with the plane.
Maloney.
And it turns out they lied. Yeah, they lied.
I'm not riding on a 737. Anyway, I used to call the Airbuses crap cans because they were so cheaply made. I'd rather ride on an 8321, and that's what I use to go back and forth from coast to coast. I'd rather ride on that than I would on I certainly wouldn't want to ride on a 737. Bigger Boeing planes, the 777, the 787, great, great planes. But the history of Boeing is really so fabulous. How these people on the board of directors, stockholders, the people running it, can let this company run into this state of malaise that it has is way beyond what anybody can imagine. It really is.
Sometimes improvements are not improvements. I mean, if they just updated the DC-10, it's one of my favorite planes, and I was flying around the country quite a bit. I thought it was great, 747, sure. But, this is designed to make a lot of money for one group of people, and that would be bankruptcy lawyers.
Well, in this circumstance, Ben, this is a bad play. Number 9 on the countdown is the Harvey Weinstein deal. Do you believe this guy's paying out, I think, $45 million in settlement, and not one penny is coming from him. It's coming from the insurance companies that insured his company. 45, not one red cent coming from this bastard.
I think the only thing that most of us want to read about Harvey Weinstein is his length of sentence in prison.
You know, either that or his obituary. One or the other.
Yeah.
That sounds
true
a little harsh, but
that's true.
Of what value is this guy? I mean, somebody must love him someplace, but when you think about what he's gotten away with for decades at the hands of unsuspecting women or women that really couldn't do much about it, pretty horrible stuff. All right, continuing. We've already made a comment on British election. That's number 8. China relations, number 7. We did that. Maybe we'll talk about the farm workers as we continue here on this week's Countdown Overview.
When was the last time you whitened your teeth? The holidays are coming, and now is the time to brighten your smile. With office parties, family gatherings, and photo opportunities coming up, don't be caught off guard with cringeworthy, discolored teeth. With Power Swabs, you can whiten your smile and be holiday ready in no time. Power Swabs are clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades in the first 5 minutes. Power Swabs never leaves your teeth and gums sore or sensitive like other whitening treatments, and it's totally safe and effective on all dental work. If you're not happy, Power Swabs are backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try Power Swabs and see how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. Call 800-208-1797 for 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. That's right, 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. Call 800-208-1797, 800-208-1797. Get that bright smile holiday ready with Power Swabs.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After a 14-hour hearing yesterday, the U.S. House Judiciary Committee is expected now to vote today on 2 articles of impeachment against President Trump, one accusing him of abusing the power of the presidency and the other obstruction of Congress. Republicans like Ranking Member Doug Collins were outraged when Democratic Chairman Gerald Nadler abruptly changed plans last night when a committee vote was expected, but instead he recessed the meeting till morning.
This was the most Bush League thing I have seen forever. And if the American people wonder about this impeachment anymore, they don't have to wonder anymore.
Nadler claiming he wanted to give members time to, quote, search their conscience. The death toll from a New Zealand volcano eruption earlier this week, now up to 16. Two more victims hospitalized died yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
Get all your gifts at Banana Republic Factory. Take 50 to 70% off everything. Shop sweaters from $19.99 and scarves from $9.99. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance in stores. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Get all your gifts at Banana Republic Factory. Take 50 to 70% off everything. Shop sweaters from $19.99 and scarves from $9.99. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance in stores. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
That's the talk radio review, a roundup of the issues of the week, according to the folks at Talkers Magazine. At Talkers.com, you can get this list. The chart reflects what's been going on this past week, which is the week of the 16th to the 20th. Wait a minute. No. That's next
Hello.
Week. I'm a little bit ahead of myself.
Christmas.
I know, it's getting close to Christmas, isn't it? So we've been joined now by Victoria Jones with the DC Radio Company, and John Harper is, I can't find him anywhere. Rick Jensen is here from WD. I can't find McFadden. He's gone to Texas somewhere. Now, let's see, who else are we? Jennifer had to do a toy drive in Los Angeles today, so that's where we nice. Have what we have intelligentsia here. Victoria, being the expat Brit that she is, I'm sure has some very interesting, keen observations on Brexit. So let's go back to that, or to the British election. So my question to you, Victoria, is: is our news media that bad that we've gotten the reporting that we have, or even the British news media, that we would end up with an election that was skewed as much as it is given the closeness of the last election? So what in the world has happened to change the electorate in England?
Well, the electorate hasn't really changed. And
well, there's 78 votes more than anybody. He didn't have that kind of a margin in the last election.
Yeah, he had that kind of lead in the polls. He had a big lead in the polls.
So I'm talking about the last election.
Oh, yes, the last election. But Boris had a big lead in the polls really throughout.
But he didn't win. Hold on a second. I want to get this straight. He did not win. He had a hard time putting a government together after the last election. So what's happened in England to change that in a short period of time have the results that we have now?
I'll tell you. There's a couple of factors here. It's not that people like Boris Johnson. They don't like Boris Johnson, and they don't trust Boris Johnson. They think he's a serial philanderer and a liar, and they don't like him. But there's a couple of
That's
things.
That's the way to win an election, then. I guess Trump's assured of a real election.
Well, there's a couple of factors. One is there is such deep emotional exhaustion about Brexit that they do just genuinely want to get it done. Even many people who are against Brexit.
To get Brexit done or to get the discussion over with?
Get the discussion over with. Families will not discuss it in the home. It's like, you may not come into this home and discuss it. Pubs have signs on the walls that you may not discuss.
So I get that part of the emotion. But the reality is, they're cutting their throat from ear to ear when it comes to their existence, their economy. I was just thinking about one aspect of it earlier, the Jaguar Range Rover reality that is the biggest and largest car manufacturer in England. They'll go out of existence, or they'll move them to another company, another country.
They'll find it out. There's another very important piece here. Jeremy Corbyn, the Labour leader, is probably the most the most unpopular politician in Britain in the last 80 years. He's dreadful. And he also ran an appallingly bad campaign.
How do they get the... Is the same thing happening in England and all over the world? Bad leadership comes because the good people don't want to get involved in the noose that the news media puts around their neck?
No. This is the Labour Party. They choose their own leader. And they allowed him to stay as leader. I could have told them he was going to flounder and fail. He's not good with slogans. He's meanders. He would not take a position on Brexit. He's only popular in his own constituency, which is a trendy area in northwest London. He's very unpopular in the hard left Labour areas in the northeast. You know, real working class areas that vote Labour hate his guts. And they hate his guts. And they voted.
I have a question, if I may, please. I have a question. Boris Johnson, if he's such a horrible racist misogynist bent on destroying the British economy and everybody fears him, specifically, what makes Jeremy Corbyn so much worse?
Jeremy Corbyn, I didn't say he was all those, I didn't say bent on destroying the British economy. Those are not words.
I've been reading that about Boris Johnson, and we're talking about Brexit, how that could have destroyed the economy.
Corbyn is just perceived as somebody who could not be a prime minister, and he's perceived as
He's a stiff, upper-lipped Brit. Are you lying?
No, he's not. No, he's not got a stiff upper lip. Jeremy Corbyn does not have a stiff upper lip. He does not.
Okay, well, all right, let's move on to something else.
That's his problem.
You were at the forum this week that was conducted in Washington on U.S.-China relations. I'd like to know what you... I was talking to Rick Jensen a few minutes ago about what my angle on it was. Because you were there, you had probably a different perspective on it. And I think the more we talk about this, the whole relationship with China needs to be more in the spotlight in terms of how it's affecting the average American. So I wondered what your takeaway was from that seminar.
Well, one of the things that I found so fascinating, particularly talking to people afterwards, was how much they learned about China. And,
what, in the seminar?
In the seminar. Yeah. And about China's treatment of Hong Kong, appalling treatment of Hong Kong, and about how China is interested in domination, but also how China internally is in some trouble. So that was interesting.
I'm with you on that one. That was a revelation. Explain, please, because that's a real revelation that people need to hear.
China has internal power struggles. And so that's important for us to know. And, you know, we don't always see the reporting on this. You can see the reporting on it, but you have to read papers like New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and then go into papers like Foreign Affairs, like that, and really get into the articles like, paragraph 8. And then you start to read about the conflicts inside the Chinese Communist Party, where there are disputes.
Well, it's not only that, but the average public, they're worried that the strings are coming off the rap when it comes to the people understanding. I mean, I found out that the largest Mercedes dealer in the world is in Beijing. I didn't know that. I did know that a lot of people are buying Buicks. They sell more American cars in China than anything else. And then the Mercedes, the fact that there's such a disparity between the workers and the people who are running things, as it were, that can't be good for the prospects of them keeping power. It just can't
be. It's not good. And this small trade deal that they have secured, the Americans and the Chinese, I think the Chinese are quite happy with it. They don't have to buy a lot of agricultural goods from America, and they get quite a nice relief in tariffs.
Yeah. Well, the farmers are getting screwed. That's another thing we ought to talk about in a moment. Number six this week is a specific ruling on the farm, what they call the H-2A allowance, and that's an immigration story which we can talk about, and we'll also talk maybe about agriculture a bit. Victoria Jones is here with the D.C. Radio Company and Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. On this week's Talk Radio Review, I'm Doug Steffen.
The FDA has mandated updates to all dietary supplement product labels in order to reflect the latest nutrition science and changes in Americans' diets. These updates will better provide the information that you need to make informed decisions about your health. To learn about these changes and for tips on reading dietary supplement labels, visit BeLabelWise.org. That's BeLabelWise.org. Or follow the online conversation using the hashtag LabelWise.
If you or someone you care about is struggling with substance use, don't wait to get help. The Addiction Resource Center is a free alcohol and drug helpline staffed by counselors and available 24/7 at 1-833-301-HELP or visit addictionresourcecenter.org. A message from Addiction Policy Forum, a nonprofit group started by families who've been where you are. Reach out today. That's 1-833-301-HELP.
Try the new CBD-infused beverages at your local store.
You gotta try the new CBD burger. CBD makes my life great.
CBD.
Just stop.
When a new supplement is all the rage, how do you know what to believe or where to go? It's easy. You go with the people who've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years. Purity Products. And now Purity is offering the new CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil, plus clinically tested botanicals in one little capsule that soothes aching joints, promotes good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. Even better, you can get a $9 trial with free shipping today. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel anytime. For your CBD Super Formula $9 trial, call now. Dial 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939.
All right, we're trying to cram a lot of stuff in here in the last few minutes with these two experts, Victoria Jones and Rick Jensen. So, Victoria, the New Zealand volcano, which is number 10 on the countdown this week, involves people from where? And what's the cruise ship that was involved in this somehow or other?
Yes. Well, my colleague has the details on the cruise ship more than I do.
It has people from
all over. But what is so tragic is that scientists have been saying, first of all, this is a very active volcano, and scientists have been saying this thing could go any time. This thing could go any time.
How long have they been saying that?
Well, for a while, but there have been signs saying this thing is more likely to go than it has been for a while. And yet they were still allowed to go inside. And it just seems to me foolish to allow tourists who don't have the necessary scientific background to make an informed decision on that if they're not told, by the way, did you know that the scientists are saying this thing is more likely to go? It just seems...
I think people should make up their own minds about that. But the question is, how much are they informed? There's a company called GeoNet, and they track... Yeah, they track the hazard information in New Zealand, and they're the ones that warned this new volcanic activity on White Island meant that an imminent eruption was possible. Did they have that information? Because some of the victims were from a Royal Caribbean cruise ship, and they actually book these trips where they say, hey, go see an active volcano. Okay, let's go do that. Yeah, and people can realize, here's the operating word, active. Understand... This volcano is active. So I think a lot of it is on them unless they were not told by this from this information from GeoNet that, hey, we have new volcanic activity and the eruption is imminent. If they weren't told, then it's on them. Yeah.
All right, let's go for a minute or two on number six this week in the counting. You'll find the countdown, all the information on the charts that's listed every week at talkers.com, talkers.com. The farm workers thing that passed this week, Farm Workforce Modernization Act. I love government speak. It really does is favor the Latino workers that are now spreading all over the country. The Democrats voted and some Republicans as well. There were 161 Republicans voted against it, but it's going to be signed by the president. It eases the immigration. What it does is deal with the problem of immigrant workers going to the farms and makes it a little more consistent, if you will, the business of where the farm workers are coming from. There was an interview, I think one of the news channels had an interview with a dairy farmer. He said, my biggest problem is that I can't get workers. Well, he can't get workers because the illegals, the good thing is the Trump administration is stopping the flow, or at least lessening the flow of illegals into the country. The bad news is that apparently white and black and whatever Americans that are illegal here don't want to shovel manure. Or touch dairy cows' teats or whatever it is, because, the sale of robotic milking machines has never been higher because they can't find the labor to milk the cows. And, that's the inside insight into this. But, you wonder how bad has the illegal immigration problem been on the farm given what's happening now? They say they can't find workers. They can't find workers because they're shutting off the flow. So whether this helps the fact that it lets people in or they can become legal residents and, that kind of stuff, it's not very complicated, but it's still a little sticky. So let's see where it all goes. But still another problem for farms and farming in America. Thank you to Victoria Jones and Rick Jensen for being here on the Talk Radio Review. It's 10 before the hour.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try. Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jim, Jiminy, Jim, Jiminy, Jim, Jim, Jerry. A sweet bitch as lucky can be.
Jim, Jim, Jimmery, Jim, Jimmery, Jim, Jim, Jerry.
Good luck!
That's the old Dick Van Dyke version of one of the great songs from Mary Poppins. What I'd like to hear, Chuck Curry, is also super califragilisticexpialidocious, even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious. Don't you love those songs? Wow, the creative minds that put all this stuff together. It's something, no wonder they get paid as well as they do. It's they need to be rewarded for having such great minds, don't you think?
I agree. Well, what do you think's hardest, writing that song or throwing a baseball 100 miles an hour and getting paid $35 million a year? I don't know.
I think at the end of the day, the people that are creative with the songs, music, are more impactful on society than a guy who can throw a football from one end of the field to another. But you're right, the kind of money they get paid does seem a little absurd, doesn't it?
I mean, I'm a big sports fan. I love baseball, I love football, but I never thought I'd live the day to see a baseball pitcher get paid $35 million in 1 year. It's just stunning.
For what? It's starting, 19 games or something? 20 games? That's a...
In the 30s. They probably in the 30s. But
okay.
Holy smoke. Good for them. But
yeah, if he can do it.
It's unreal.
Doesn't take away from him. It just talks about the values and how much money there is and that kind of stuff. It's all about values. Not the guy's good at what he does.
But anyway, today's birthday, Dick Van Dyke turns 94 years old today, born in 1925. It's interesting because I've done a revival of Mary Poppins a few times on the big screen. You know, you read some of the synopsis of the reviews of that film back in the day. Some people thought he was miscast. And I think he was awesome.
I didn't know that.
I thought he was awesome in Mary Poppins.
Well, you know what? The other thing about him, Chuck, is that he says he will be happy to tell you at any time. He stays busy, active. One of the reasons he's 94, still healthy of mind, body, and spirit is because he keeps them all very active, very physically active, very mentally active, has a strong core value system. So I think that's a great lesson, frankly, in longevity. So,
You know, he did a movie. I think in his sixties. I think it's 64, called Cold Turkey, with Gene Stapleton, about a small town that tries to quit smoking.
Yes.
A little scene. It aired on TV when I was younger, and I am a big fan of that film. I enjoyed it. It's really funny.
Right. All right. So I'm looking at a trailer that has come out in the last 24 hours for a movie called In the Heights. Are you familiar with it?
I am not. Tell me about
it. It stars Lin-Manuel Miranda, and apparently it's a bit of an axe grind on the status of Latinos living in America. I don't know that I've seen a little bit of the trailer, so I don't want to make a judgment on it. It's made as a result of a Broadway show. The movie's based on the show. He's kind of an axe grinder for Latinos. He's an advocate. Maybe that's a better way of putting it, for the cause. So I wonder how that will do in the wake of West Side Story. When is that supposed to come out, by the way? That's in production now, is it not, Spielberg?
It's already finished. I guess it's in post-production, directed by Steven Spielberg, who wanted to do a remake of West Side Story for quite some time. I'm looking forward to it. I think it comes out in the summer, West Side Story. If not, next Christmas, but it'll be out in 2020 for sure, either summer or Christmas release.
So, is it that the movies are supposed to reflect a little bit, or it seems they reflect what's going on in society to a point? Do you agree with that, that happens?
Sure.
Yeah.
There's a very valid point.
Yeah. So, the Jewel movie, is that out this weekend, speaking about what impacts us?
Here's what comes out this weekend. You got Clint Eastwood's Richard Jewel, which is getting, for the most part, pretty good reviews. You got the Jumanji sequel, Jumanji The Next Game, which is expected to do very well. The original Jumanji, which came out a couple years ago with Dwayne Johnson, that was his biggest box office hit. It made $400 million domestically, becoming Universal's biggest movie in terms of pure money of all time, which is hard to believe. Then you got a horror movie, a remake of a 1984 horror film called Black Christmas. I know you're going to be first online to see that one. And then next week you got the Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker. So a lot of big films coming into the marketplace.
So will you go see Jumanji? What are you? I saw the last one and I thought it was okay. I don't like.
I enjoyed it. I got to be honest. I'm more interested in seeing Richard Jewell. I guess I'm at a certain point in my life.
Yeah,
certain movies appeal more than it'll do well, Jumanji, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, of course it will. Yeah. But I think you're right about the Jewel movie. It'd be good to see. Thank you. Chuck Curry is our movie man. Movie Moments on the DJV Show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.